BIPOC radio phone thingy. Kind of looks almost like an R7. It was very modern in design, and some people thought it was a Motorola. I said, no, it's what they call a, what was it? Radio Tone RT4 was the model number, and it had a touch screen, Wi-Fi capability, so I never really put a SIM card in it. You could put 3 SD cards in it and 1 SIM card in it, and I have these little independent cell phone companies right through the 12-mile DeQuinder corridor here where Sean and I live. You can get one from just about any carrier you want. I could slap that in there, and you get like 100 minutes or so of data, or I can't remember the exact format of the thing. But it also gives you cell service, and it's like a prepaid cell service. I never used my POC radio for the telephone. I just used it for, the POC side of it, Zello, and I talked either on cellular, I used it mainly just to talk on Wi-Fi, because there's a ton of Wi-Fi in this area where I live. You know, all you got to be is a member of Xfinity, and every business up and down 12 Mile and DeQuinder, you had service. I mean, I'd be sitting there at the cozy cabin, you know, that the guys meet on Saturday. I could talk on my POC radio, come home and talk on my Wi-Fi system's POC radio, because Xfinity is just about everywhere. So, yeah, that's what it was. But then again, like I said, this was like 4 or 5 years ago I had it, and I can imagine what differences and changes that are out there and improvements that are made. The cell phones, though, are still 3G and 4G, and obviously 3G is gone. So how much longer is 4G going to be around? Last I heard, about another 2 years.